T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Greg Orlandini's at the editor's desk along with Charlotte Reese, and I'm Michelle Durham. And while lawyers argue over who owns the copyright to the Philly Fanatic, that furry mascot unveiled a new look yesterday at spring training. WWE's Mike DiNardo spoke with the guy inside the green fur about the reception from Phillies fans.
The man behind the Fanatic's now shortened snout, Tom Burgoyne, says the team's ongoing copyright battle prompted the changes in the mascot's look.
I think it kind of kick-started the discussion, but, you know, the fact is the Fanatic has always changed and evolved over the years.
The latest iteration has the Fanatic with longer wings, a powder blue tail, blue and red socks, and a larger derriere. Are these design changes sufficient to resolve the Phillies' legal fight over who created the furry creature? Probably not, says Pepper Hamilton intellectual property attorney Peter Wakayama.
Generally speaking, if you create something that's based on someone else's work, that's a derivative, and the owner of the work has the right to exclusive right to create derivatives.
Burgoyne says he believes that over time, fans will see the mascot as the same old Fanatic. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.